What did you think of that? Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who ill-treat you. That's difficult, isn't it? This is really challenging stuff and countercultural it is today, and it was in the days when Jesus first said that. Jesus is speaking to a whole crowd of people who are all gathered together. This isn't just his close group of disciples. And you could sum it all up in one of those verses, verse 31. It says, do to others as you would have them do to you. Some people call that the golden rule, don't they? Do to others as you would have them do to you. It's tough, isn't it? So let's have a look at the examples that he gives. If someone slaps you on the cheek, turn away and don't retaliate. Well, that might not sound too bad, just a slap on the cheek. But actually, in those days, a slap on the cheek was really insulting. It's a huge insult. Maybe like being spat at nowadays. Really insulting. And he said, turn away, don't retaliate. Then he said, if someone takes your cloak, let him take your tunic too. Well, that was quite a big deal. Now, Phil had quite a lot of coats, and I think he might have some more coats at home as well. I know I've got quite a lot at home. But in those days, they only had one coat. And it might be all they had to keep them warm at night. They'd wrap up in it at night. And so if somebody took that from you, you wouldn't have anything else. So it was a really big deal, not just to take your cloak, but to take your tunic, your shirt as well. Then Jesus said, if someone asks you for a loan, lend it to them, even if they don't look like they'll repay you. Would you do that? Would I do that? Don't think so. But this is Jesus' teaching. And he says, if you're going to follow me, these are my values. So this is all about love, really gracious, generous love. Do you remember something else Jesus said about love? Where's that microphone? It's gone now. Okay, I'm going to ask you all. Yeah. Who can tell me something that Jesus said about love, about loving people? Charlotte. Yeah, anyone know? What he said about people, what sort of people you're to love?
Your neighbour.
Your neighbour, well done. And do you remember the whole bit? Love your neighbour.
What's so dope?
Love your neighbour as yourself. Yeah, so Jesus said you're to love your neighbour. I'll just give you that. Thank you. And this reading is a little bit like an outworking of that. It's loving your neighbour. Even if your neighbour isn't very nice to you. Even if your neighbour is actually your enemy. Now then, who thinks they've got enemies? I'm not going to ask you to put your hands up. Do we think we've got any enemies? Sounds quite a sort of military term, that, doesn't it? Have we got any enemies? Well, actually, I think we have. Can anyone think? You just think about people for a moment. Your enemy could be someone who opposes what you do. They don't like you. They don't agree with what you're doing. They make life difficult for you. Somebody at the first service was saying their neighbour parked across her garage this morning. She had to get them to move the car to get out. That doesn't sound like a very friendly thing to do, does it? So your enemy might be someone who's rather unkind, unfriendly, dislikes you, gets in the way of your life and what you're trying to do. So actually, if you think about it like that, maybe we do have some enemies. And maybe we can think about people in the past who've been our enemies. And what do we tend to be like with people like that? Do we tend to be generous and giving and kind? Or do we tend to resist what they're doing and put up the defences? Yeah, I think most of us, we like to put up our defences. We don't like, it's uncomfortable, isn't it, when somebody behaves like that. So in the light of that, Jesus is teaching to give, to love, to open ourselves up, feels really challenging. But he says, this is how you should behave if you're my disciple. Not just towards those who love you, who are part of your family, your circle of friends, people you can trust to pay you back. But to those who don't seem to have your best interests at heart. Now, obviously, we have to be careful about this. And in principle, it is better for us as a society and as people if we're giving and generous. But we also have to be careful that we're not just taken for a ride. But, you know, this is the general direction of Jesus's teaching. Now, I've been reading a book about reconciliation. It's actually one of the Lent books. It's not the one we're going to use in this church, but it's the Lent book this year that the Archbishop of Canterbury has asked for. And reconciliation is about working at relationships where we're not really speaking to each other, working with people we don't get on very well with. And it sort of causes conflict, doesn't it, when we don't get on very well, we don't really speak well with people. And the author says we need to see other people as God sees them, as valued and loved by God. And we should behave towards them as we should like them to behave towards us. It's actually about us making the first move and deciding to behave with grace and with love and with kindness, even if they're not like that with us. It means taking the first step in opening up a conversation. And Justin Welby wrote the introduction to this book, and he said, "Reconciliation is at the heart of the gospel. Jesus becoming everything that it means to be human and transforming our brokenness from within." And he does say that change is achievable through the power of the gospel. Because, you know, when I've been talking about being loving and kind, it just sounds really difficult to do. And we just think, how can we do this? We haven't got the resources. But he's saying, no, through the gospel, through the work of God in our lives, we can be more like this. So returning to our reading, Jesus gives us a few practical examples. He says, respond to your enemies with love, blessing, prayer, and generosity. Now, love isn't just being nice to somebody, but it's genuinely acting in their best interests. And it means acting in loving ways, even if we don't feel very loving towards them. Now, sometimes we just have to do that, don't we? We just have to behave in a loving way, even though our emotions are actually not in that right place. Choosing to pray blessing on someone is to invite the Holy Spirit in to change the situation, to touch their hearts and to touch us. And it can feel very counterintuitive to pray for people who don't like us. But actually it does help us to break free from their attitude towards us and how it makes us feel. It helps us as well to pray for them, pray blessing. And prayer opens our hearts to help us to forgive these people. Though we might need to ask God to help us first to take away all those feelings of hurt and resentment and anger and all those things we feel when people aren't very kind to us, we might need to ask him to help take those feelings away before we can genuinely pray for them. And we're not on our own with this. The Holy Spirit will come and help us. And here in church, we have a prayer ministry team who can help us as well. And there are people at the end of this service who'll be over to my left who'll be able to pray with you if you're really struggling with something like this. We have it every Sunday after the communion or at the end of the service. People who'll pray with you so you don't have to be on your own. You don't have to tell them what exactly the problem is, but you can ask for someone to pray for you and with you. Now, why does Jesus say that we should love, bless, pray, and give to people, to our enemies? Well, it's because this is what God is like himself. He's kind to everyone, including the mean and the ungrateful. And he says we should be merciful just as your heavenly Father is merciful. We are to reflect his character if we call ourselves Christians, if we're trying to follow Jesus. It's really hard to do, isn't it? But that's what Jesus says in this passage. And he says the same, he's reported as saying the same thing in Matthew's gospel. It's loud and clear, and we need to take this seriously. So how can we be more loving? Well, the Bible tells us that God is love, and the more we practice responding in love, the more God will honour that and give us the ability to love us more, to love other people more. I can honestly say from my own experience that is the case. It's a question of just going through the motions to start with, behaving in a loving way, but as time goes on, it will come, even with people we find really difficult. And actually, it can help us to see the other person in a different light, and maybe to see them that maybe they don't intend it quite as it comes over, and to see them as God sees them. And the more generous-hearted we are with other people, Jesus says, the more generous God is with us. He finishes this reading by saying, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." There are rewards for people who forgive and are kind and look for the best in others. And again, from your own experience, you can probably think of times when if you've nursed a bit of a grudge against somebody, it doesn't do you any good either, does it? You know, we need to let go of these things and be more loving and generous-hearted. And God is generous to us as well when we are more giving towards other people. And he describes this wonderful image of God's blessing being poured out, the overflowing blessing being a good measure poured into our laps. Now, you have to imagine here somebody wearing a long robe, perhaps like we were wearing at the first service, and you're lifting up your robe and making something that will hold a lot of good things. It might be grain, it might be all sorts of things, but hold not just a pocket, but the whole of your robe. You just sort of lift it, and somebody will pour into it something really generous, overflowing. And that's what God's blessing is like with us. More than we can carry, it'll overflow to other people all around us. So loving our enemies means to respond as Jesus did, with love, blessing, prayer, and generosity towards them. It's not easy, and it will take a lot of working at. And I'm not saying that I've got it all sorted myself, because I haven't. But I do believe we should be trying to reflect God's character more in our relationships with people, and especially those whom we find it difficult to be with. And God doesn't leave us on our own with this. He wants to help us. Amen.